Let me see here. Cleanse day today. Who else is cleansing today?
I am,
Nobody?
as usual, on a Monday.
I
You,
am.
it's Monday. We're on the Health, Wealth, and Freedom team call. We're cleansing. I'm back in beautiful, sunny Florida. I'm here with my mom. So we're both cleansing today, so there won't be any cheating going on today. So I am going to say a good Monday morning. We're at the end of February, February 27th. It's Carolyn Rodriguez tuning in. If it's Monday, I must be here. Who else is here? Carol
I'm
from
here.
New I heard Dave, MJ, Charlene, Maura, Maura's guest. I'm sorry, Maura, your guest name is Lee. Welcome, Lee. Great to have you here. We love, love, love having new people here. So, guys, let's kick off the call. I mean, there were so many of us that attended the what we coined now as ROCCO, which is Red and White Kickoff, so the Canadian New Year's Kickoff. And it was an amazing, amazing event. I mean, every time I go to an event, I'm blown away, and I just keep asking, how does Isagenics keep outdoing themselves? And I really, it's not Isagenics, it's the attendees. So we feed into them, they feed into us, we take that excitement, we go home, and we apply, you know, a little bit of love and action, and boom, you have a formula for success. So who was there that would love to share with all of our other market areas who are listening in, maybe in real time, maybe in live time? What did you guys love about the first inaugural Canadian kickoff event in Toronto? Who'd like to step out and share?
Kellen Kenwell.
Hey, Ken. Great to see you guys.
Yeah, it was great to see so many people from most, and so many of the trainers from this weekly call, this week's calls. I think, Kevin, you're the only one that didn't make it. What's the matter with you?
Thanks a lot.
But just the support that we continue to get from corporate. I was just writing out a list of some of the names of some of the people that were up there, but you know, everywhere from Jim and Kathy, of course, Travis Garza, Doug Jensen, Mark Kimes, Paul Anderson, Paul Arciero, David Wood, and probably 50 to 70 other people in various on-stage and off-stage results, or help to help us with our results. But just everybody that had a presentation just fed us with what we needed to get going.
Okay, and I want you to use the I. What was it for Ken? What was your highlight?
I enjoyed meeting so many new people again. I enjoyed the inspirational talks. I'm ready to run through walls now to as one usually does, but when we're at home to do it in our home court, it's going to you know, I'm going to keep the balloon inflated.
Okay.
I'm going to stop mistaking activity with accomplishments.
Say that again.
I'm going to stop making my mixing up my activities with accomplishments. Don't mistake the two.
I love that. So what Ken's talking about, guys, so these are for those of you who weren't there, Janie Snellgrove was our keynote closing presenter, and she talked about the idea of, you know, we come to the party with an inflated balloon, and by the time we leave the party, which is a 90-day game plan, our balloon is deflated. All the air has come out of it, and it's because of, you know, it's identifying those distractions and understanding accomplishments, activity, and well, we'll get into that in a minute. So thank you for that, Ken. Anybody else I would like to step out and share? And guys, I want you to use it in the I person. What was your highlight, and what action are you going to take having spent 2 days there? Who'd like to jump out and share?
I will, Carolyn, after everybody else.
And Maura, can I ask you to kind of save your stuff for Wednesday so we can
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
Yeah,
nope,
appreciate
that's fine
that.
Too.
And guys, I love it because the trainers always step in here and kind of fill the gaps. And so I want to hold the space case for those of you who aren't trainers on the call, because how do you become a trainer is by stepping out and sharing, right? That's how Maura became one of the Health, Wealth, and Freedom team trainers, because she's always stepping out and sharing. Same with Lori, same with Dr. Jeff, same with Steve Bentley. So who out there that attended Red and White that would like to step out and share, what was your highlight, and what are you putting into action? Let's raise the energy going forward, guys.
Can I make a point?
I'm sorry?
Can I make a statement? This is Potato.
Oh, hey, Potato. Yeah, go ahead.
In January of 1994-95, I just entered into this direct sales business, and I went to a meeting that was 43,000 people there. It was the largest ever that company had. It was so big, they started breaking them up into different countries after that. It made my day. And it was had such a big impact that now every time I get a chance to go to something like this deal in Canada, I want to go. I couldn't go there, but I can tell you for sure, it has such a great impact. Every one of those, even the small ones. So I encourage everyone, even if you didn't go, because I didn't go, I still got the enthusiasm from it because I remember how well January of 1995 worked for me.
Wow. That's huge, Peter. That is huge because, as trainers, we can tell people that, but as someone who is an attendee who comes on and shares, that's the fuel. That's what keeps us going. That's how we gas up. That's how we keep the vehicle moving forward. It's from event to event to event. So that was a great, great takeaway. So let's do one more. Who was at Rocco that would like to share? For those people who are listening that weren't there, how can you raise the enthusiasm as Potato shared? Nobody else was at Rocco?
I was. It's Kim Globley.
Kim, all right. Thank you.
I just muted myself, and I have dogs and kids, so I'll make it quick. This is the biggest thing I've ever been to, and it completely changed everything for me. So I've been dabbling up till now, and today's my plan day. So that's how I feel.
So, and thank you for that. And it's that simple identifying one thing and seeing it for what it is and then just taking it off the table or doing what Kevin Steele says, just etch-a-sketch that out and now move forward, right? So you've been dabbling and, having not attended that event, you didn't know that dabbling was maybe it's okay, maybe it's not okay. Is dabbling going to get you to where you want to go? And, is dabbling leading you to being frustrated? So I think that's awesome, Kim. So thank you for sharing. So, guys, as we move into this week, there is a special incentive for those people who attended Red and White, the Canadian market. Isagenics is supporting the Canadian market with free membership this week. So we're at the halfway mark of the 90-day action plan, halfway mark. And I want to, we're going to be focusing this week on, keeping the heat on in terms of contacting your list and contacting your customers and contacting people who maybe have said no to you and then dealing with some of the objections that came up for you when, the first time you talked to them, what did they say? So it's basically follow-up week for that list of names that you have, for the list of people that you have contact, for the list of people who may have said no to you. But before we jump into that, on Friday, Kevin put out a challenge that I believe five of you, Potato, Carol, Sean, MJ, and Mario, took him up on the challenge. So we would love for you guys to do a check-in and let us know how that challenge went for you. So who'd like to go first?
Me, Mario.
Mario, go for it.
Okay. Yeah, I did a little modification. I did three at the gym and three at a local supermarket. So,
okay, and you want to give us insight into what happened?
Yeah, I've been going to the gym for the last 10 weeks now, and so some of the young guns I laugh at, they, so I brought some bars. I got a whole bunch of different bars. So I said to him, look, I want you to sample this and tell me instead of the junk that you're eating, you know, try this out. And so, you know, I said to him, you're going to feel a lot better. And instead of taking all that sugar. So the result was I got three. What I offered them was a free bar taste and that they could have it as long as they gave me their name, their email or text number to text them and update them. So that's what I did. I got three of the young guys at the gym. Then the next day I went to the supermarket for myself anyway. And I went to the part where they sell the bars and all that. So I talked to four people. Two thought I was a cop or crazy, so they walked away. But two others did exchange for the bar. They had a choice of the chocolate or the lemon bar. And I said, all I want you is to bite it and then give me a kind of review of it. And they exchanged their name and text number. So it was pretty good. You know, it was out of my comfort zone in one sense, but at the same time, it wasn't, you know.
And the message to it, that comfort zone has now been expanded, and I love it. I love it that you did a free taste testing. So kudos to you. Anybody else want to jump out and share what happened for taking Kevin's challenge up?
MJ?
Down in West Michigan.
Okay, we got MJ. Keep it tight, guys.
Yeah. I did it yesterday at the gym. And mostly in the locker room because I spend a lot of time in there. And so what I did was it was about 5-hour period between the locker room and then the lobby at the Y. And I spoke to a total of 43 people.
Wow.
And, yeah, which I have no problem saying hello because a lot of people know me. I'm pretty much a fixture there. And mostly women. There were 36 women and 7 men, and all were willing to answer the questions, but only 21 were willing to give me contact information, and which was fine. And out of those 21 people, I had 13 that gave me their name and their phone number, and then the other 8 also gave me their email as well. And, it was really a painless experience, truly. And I followed up with 3 of them in the evening yesterday, and they want more information. And I'm going to be following up with the rest of them today.
Woo-hoo! Oh, and I'm like, really, I feel really bad for you that you only got 21 people's contact info. You are beating the odds because it's like, you know, 1 in 10 people, typically that's, you know, what will enroll with you. But the 10 people, I think you're doing really well and good for you and that you're stepping out of your comfort zone and it was painless. And, you know, what we think something is sometimes isn't. So, Potato, were you stepping out next?
Yes, I have to admit that I didn't have anywhere near that kind of contacts that she had. But
okay, so Potato, hang on. I'm going to stop you right now. And this is something I want to share with you guys that we did a lot of truth sharing at the Red and White kickoff. We never compare our activity to somebody else's. So your activity is your activity. So, okay, I want you to start over. So what were your results, Potato?
Well, yesterday was my birthday. So I had,
hey, happy birthday!
I literally hundreds of people on Facebook and so forth. Carrying on about my age, and I just turned 74. I had a group, quite a few people that I met personally were here at the ranch and in town when I went for breakfast, and they say, man, you look good for your age, you know, and it's the ones who knew it was my birthday, because I didn't really broadcast it out much, and I say, you want to look just good at age 74, here's my card, get a hold of me. And my card just has identification, but on the back it says, make health and fitness your first priority. The older we are, the harder it is to achieve, and your wealth and health, your future wealth and health depend on it. And that's a good point for people to jog, see? And I give them that, and I say, get a hold of me. if you read the back of that, you can get a hold of me. And already before I got home from the restaurant, three people had already emailed me.
Wow. That's awesome, Potato. But can I offer you a little bit of coaching? You open to some coaching?
Sure. That's why I'm here.
Well, permission-based, right? We can't assume. So I love that you have your message on your card. Personally, for myself, like if a man approaching a woman, handing me their card and say, you know, all of that wonderful stuff on there, get a hold of me, I likely will not call you. But if you put out a teaser and ask me a question, then I might engage with you. Because in network marketing, guys, what do we talk about? Permission-based, right? So when I put my card in somebody else's hand because of a message I have, you have no idea what it is I want, right? You have no idea what my pain point is. So I love that you, first of all, kudos to you for stepping out there and for engaging with all of those people. And how wonderful is it, right, when it is your birthday or when it's somebody else's birthday and you see all of those birthday messages? That's how I've found some people on Facebook, because, you know, people are wishing somebody a happy birthday and I'm like, oh, I forgot about that person. So let's you know, this week we're going to be doing some role-playing about permission-based, right? Before I put information in your hand, do I have permission to put that information in your hand? So, Potato, I'm first of all, as I said, kudos to you for doing that. The next time you go out to do that, because quality conversations are more important than quantity conversations. And obviously you have a sphere of influence that there are people there who know you, who love that message and want to engage with you. So just a little tip there, right? Engage with people, find out what they want. And, you know, if you have your before after picture on there, say, wow, can you imagine? I never in a million years would have imagined, if I was using myself, that 14 years ago where I look like this, that as I'm aging, it's actually now getting easier. Because whenever I put the word harder out there, I'm inviting that into my life, and I'm silently telling people that that's the aging process. And I want to actually change people's thinking. So when I'm putting my card in your hands, I say, you know, gosh, you Potato, you know me. I'm so excited. I just turned, let's say I'm using my story or maybe your story. I'm 74, and this was me 10 years ago. And gosh, as I'm aging, I'm finding it. I'm healthier. I'm more vibrant. I have more energy. I posted that in my Facebook post yesterday. So imagine if that was it, you know, you could have that. Would you want to know more?
Good point.
Okay, awesome. So kudos to you, Potato. All right, anybody, we'll take one more before we jump into the meat and potatoes of the call. One more. Carol?
Michigan.
Potatoes, huh?
Okay, we'll take two more. So Carol, you took Potato up. You took Kevin up on his challenge. So what happened for you? Let's keep it tight, guys.
Yeah, I did. I took Kevin up, and I had a great weekend. I reached out to about 12 people, and just by opening up a conversation. And it was a beautiful thing. I actually enrolled one person already. I met with a friend last night. She's very interested. She's like, I love your energy. What is it about you? And I just, you know, after sitting with her for 3 hours and having dinner, I started to tell her. And she's like, oh, she said, because you're just so, you know, up all the time. So it was a wonderful experience. I also sent Kevin's little card that he had posted on the team page, and I sent it to all my people on my team, and I just, you know, said to them, I said, this is a great way to grow your Isagenix business, you know, not just being a product of the product. So I shared it with my team as well as the 12 people that I reached out to, and I had great success in my opinion.
Wow, awesome, awesome. And you enrolled somebody. I would say that's a great success, and good for you guys. And here's the thing, you know, coming out of Rocco, there were people on the stage who talked about hearing these leaders talk and what they're, you know, they're like, can it be that simple? And there was one girl who spoke, and she said when she asked all these leaders, what are you doing? They went, use the tool, use the product, use the tool. And she was like, they're lying to me. They're keeping their tips, best tips to themselves. And she went back, and she actually said, well, let me try this. And oh my goodness, this girl in a year became a six-figure income earner. So she was laughing in that, it, you know, sometimes things are so simple, and people tell you what to do, and you don't do it, and you wonder why you're stumbling, right? So, okay, one more share. Who else was stepping out after Carol?
Sean in West Michigan.
Okay, Sean, go for it, my friend.
Wanted to step out first, but everybody's quicker than I am at unmuting
hey.
Their phone.
There you go.
So Friday and Saturday after the call, spent a little bit of time tweaking the card that Kevin posted on the site, and I really appreciate him letting me bounce it off of him also as we tweaked it, and came up with a card that we think really works well for our team. I shared it with people upline from me who also went out and used it did a lot of prospecting for them also, and with people in my in my group who are putting it to use also. But I went out and used it, it really, for me, was an easy way to step outside of my comfort zone. I committed to getting five cards filled out before the call this morning, which I had four of them before this morning. So I said, I dug on it, I'm going to go get a fifth one. So I went out to breakfast at a local diner, which was basically empty this morning, which is very unusual for them. But I sat down with a fella and had a really nice long conversation, built a friendship with him, got his information also. And have already set up follow-up meetings with a couple of people, and everybody I talk to, with the exception of one, is very interested in getting involved pretty much right away. The one said, not right away, but I'm interested once I get a couple of things clear off of my plate. So very pleased, very successful. This is really helping our business take off.
Way to go, Sean. And I love that, you know, you made a commitment to get five. You didn't get your five, and you know, to be in integrity, you went out and you got the job done. So, guys, we all owe Kevin a huge, huge round of pat on the back, a thank you, because this is what it is. This is, you know, the leaders come on, they offer you a tip, and you go out and you do it. And what that does is it pushes out your comfort zone, because once you know, you're in a place where you think, oh, I can't do that, and then you do it, it's like, okay, now I've done that before. I know how to do it. I can do it again and again and again. That's a kind of a Joyce Meyer paraphrase. So, guys, jumping in here just to kick off this week, week six of the 90-day action plan, week six. And basically, you know, what is it that we do every week? We do the same thing. You know, we got our list in front of us. We're contacting our list. We're finding out who's saying yes. We're sifting and sorting. We're, you know, these are the people who maybe said, no, not now, not yet. Some people are like, call me later. Some people are, you know, they don't want to say no, so they put you off. So your job is to sift and sort through all of these people to get to the people who actually want it. And when you do these actions, like what Kevin put out on Friday, you're going to get to those who want to say yes faster. And I call that, let's rip the Band-Aid off quickly rather than slow. Slow for me is painful. You know, all those little tiny hairs, pulling them out one at a time. You know, rip it off, right? Find out who's in, find out who's not, and then move forward with those who want to move forward. So I'm going to invite you guys to go back to page 2, because we are at the halfway mark of the 90-day game plan. So you're evaluating your first 45 days. What did you do? And I got off a leadership call this morning, and I looked at my first 45 days, and I'll be honest with you guys, it's kind of a mess. It's kind of a, you know, I use the analogy of the washing machine, the agitator, back, forward, back, forward, back, forward. And so, you know, does that, I mean, better to be in it than not in it, right? Better to have a messy 45 days than to have, you know, nothing on the books. So when I'm going back to page 2, I'm looking at this. Do I have my vision? Have I connected with my why? What is it? Why is it important for me to finish this 90 days? Why is it important for me to engage and then look back and say, hey, you know what? I completed the 90 day. Do I have my vision in place? Have I set myself up for success? Do I have the right mindset in terms of a can-do attitude? Have I really been connecting and following up? Have I been getting these people that got started with me? Have I been, you know, getting them, using the tools to get them started? And, you know, am I continuing to build my list? Am I continuing to ask for referrals? And so my assessment this week is to look back and see, what did I do well? What didn't I do well? And how can I improve? And so I want to commend those of you who, you know, pedal to the metal, got your three enrollments into the quarter, qualified for the holiday bonus pool. I want to commend everybody who attended Red and White, who earned the Tier 1, Tier 2 bonuses, picked up their $1,000. I got to take about 16 people on my team out for a really lovely dinner. And so the reward is there when you do the action, you guys. The reward is there. The reward for those of you who took Kevin up on his challenge, and now you can see, now you see what you can do. So I just want to share with you guys my takeaway from Red and White Kickoff. I mean, it was, first of all, you know, we're thrilled that Isagenix sees Canada as a separate country. So, you know, we're neighbors with our partners in the U.S., but we're a separate country. We think differently, we act differently, we work differently, but we're all moving forward towards the same outcome, and that is helping those people who are seeking solutions. You know, we partner them up with this, one of the solutions that we have in Isagenix. So it's wonderful to see some new videos that came out of Rocco. I mean, amazing, amazing. For those of you who are working in the Canadian market or have team members in the Canadian market, there's a wonderful promotion for you to, you know, make sure you partner with them. Free membership this week. Crystal Manager deadline is around the horizon. It's March 14th. So here's what I want to share with you guys. What came out for me at a Red and White Kickoff was the overriding theme was the idea of retention. What am I doing, and how am I helping my team to create more retention? How am I helping them to be more on purpose? And the solution to that was this word. I want you to write it down, and I want you to post it somewhere where you can see it, and I want you to carry it with you, because when you are in this energy space, you're gonna get results. When you're doing what Kevin shared with you, what he was teaching you was to be consistent. So the word is consistency. When you're consistent doing the same thing over and over, you will produce results. You're going to fall down. You're going to scrape your knees. You're going to get a little bloodied. You may look a little foolish, but you're going to get back up, and you're going to be consistent. And the highlight for me was listening to Shannon Sabados. This gal is an Olympian, a Canadian Olympian. She is the, I think, the only female hockey goalie in North America on a professional men's hockey team. And she's an Olympian. She was in the 2010 and 2014 Women's Olympics. And, oh, my goodness, they played the last, I don't know, more, what was it, a minute and 33 seconds or something like that of the Sochi Olympics. And and my message from Shannon to you is, you know, people had written off the Canadian women's team because the U.S. had scored two goals, and this team had struggled over this 4 years of training, and she showed pictures of her injuries, and she showed how, you know, talked about how tired they were, you know, how many hours they spent in the gym, and here they were at the pinnacle event, and they were losing, and you know, the coach regrouped them and they scored in, I don't know, the last 5 minutes of the game. They tied the game, and in overtime, they won the game. And so it was like one of those goosebump moments. And what's the message? The message is for those of us who think we can, yeah, we can. For those of us who think we can't, yeah, you can't. But get up. Get going. Keep doing the same thing. And you will get your Olympic gold medal, you guys. So this week, you know, take a look. Where are you in the 90-day action plan? How does your last 45 days look? What are the things that you need to overcome as you prepare for the last 45 days? And maybe, you know, like myself, it's a reset. Because the first 45 days for me involved a lot of personal family, you know, I had to give attention to some family matters that were there. So I wasn't as present. So I am using Kevin's Etch-a-Sketch effect, where I'm going to use this as my start of my 90 days. Because what I did in the first 45 days, as I said, it's a little messy. But hey, you know what? I qualified for the all-day bonus bowl. I enrolled a couple of people. So in that messiness came some success. So what's the, you know, what's the moral of the story? Holy crow, if you can do that, what can you do when you're really focused? What can you do when you identify the distractions that take you out of the game and you can focus on the activities that will get you to whatever your goal is, whatever your why is? So with that, I'm going to stop and say, what are you guys taking away from this call based on what you heard from the people speaking and yours truly?
Carolyn?
Yes.
It's MJ. I just wanted to because I want people to be able to speak to what I said earlier. If not everybody knows me personally, it's on the call, but I just needless to say, I have an ambulatory condition where it really limits my activity out and about. And what I decided on Friday was that since I have to spend so much time at the gym, that I was going to, like we always say to each other, you know, meet people where they're at. Well, I decided to meet myself where I was at instead and just be able to take those hours that I have to spend there and not look at them as a restriction, but look at them as a gift. And so I do go to a beautiful YMCA. I do, you know, it's a relatively new one. You know, it's a great place for me to meet women in the locker room as well as, you know, men and women out in the huge, beautiful lobby we have. And I, you know, just took advantage of that again, but in a little different way. I tweaked it with what Kevin offered. And it made a big difference. It made a big difference in the way that I looked at myself and at my way to be able to refill my bucket list. Not bucket list, but my bucket of contacts. So I just think that's looking at something with new eyes is really important.
Awesome. Thank you, MJ. And yeah, you know, despite what your physical limitations are, you can still open your mouth and talk. You can still meet people. People can still feel your energy. And so kudos to you for recommitting to and being consistent with that activity, because that's all it is, guys. It's that consistency of activity. So we'll be back here tomorrow with the beautiful Lori Clark. We'll be talking about what are the objections that come up. And if you are on this call, whether it's live or you can post on the Facebook page and you want to know, you know, how do I overcome this? This happened to me. How can, you know, these trainers assist you? We are here to help you. So this week, for those of you who've been in the groove, who've been on the court, who are doing the doing the action, and things are coming up for you, well, please share them over here, because that's our job. We want to help you with that. So make it a great day. Be consistent. Canadians, use that free membership promotion. And remember, Crystal Manager reset deadline, March 14th, guys. So we got 2 weeks for those of you who are going for yourself or assisting your team member. So make it count. Make this day count. Make this week count. And we'll see you back here tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.